Grandpa's Lost in Space, written and illustrated by Héloïse O'Donoghue, translated by Anne Le Romancé, accompanying audiobook narrated by Stéphane Cornicard.
Your grandpa's lost in space again, Gran sighed wearily. You know the drill, Ellie. Fetch the head protectors. I'll prepare the craft for takeoff.
Ellie grabbed their helmets and scrambled in next to her Gran.
Commencing countdown,
Gran bellowed.
Engines on. Cinq. Quatre. Trois. Deux. Un. Lift off. First stop, Mercury,
cried Gran as they shot up into the sky. Mercure is a fast planet. Its cars are rapid, and Mercurians are rapid. Even time goes faster there. But the Mercurians' pride and joy are their athletes, who are plus rapide than athletes anywhere in the universe. Their annual Who's the Fastest race is a very important event. When Gran and Ali arrived on Mercure, everyone was very excited. The Who's le plus rapide race had just been won by a mysterious visitor, and the planet was in uproar. Look, Ali cried as they landed. She pointed at a shop window.
Grandpa's on TV!
Sure enough, a picture of Grandpa winning the qui est le plus rapide race had flashed up on a TV screen.
The race organizers are still looking for the mystery winner, the TV newsreader said. Reports say that after crossing the finish line at record speed, he simply carried on going and has now disappeared.
Drat, said Gran. We've missed him. Let's try Venus.
Everyone on Venus was celebrating. Venus is hot. Très chaud. In fact, it is plus chaud que anywhere else, except le Soleil. Because Venus est la planète la plus chaude, Venusians can't do much exercise. They spend most of their time lazing in their volcanoes. The Venusians don't like the rapide Mercurians or their famous race, and they were delighted that an outsider had won it.
Gram, Ali, congratulations on Mr. Grandpa's heroic race win,
cried one Venusian as Gran and Ali landed.
How do you know Grandpa? Asked Ali.
Mr. Grandpa invented our new national sport, loverboarding, said the Venusian, pointing at a framed photograph. What a day! We haven't seen him since.
Drat, said Gran. We'll have to go to Mars.
Gran and Ali landed on Mars, right next to a statue of Grandpa.
You've got to be kidding me,
Gran muttered. The plaque underneath read, Mars was once a very angry planet, and all the Martians were en colère with each other. Many bad words were said, many good doors were slammed, and many useful and decorative plates were smashed. One day, a visitor arrived from another planet. He asked us why we were en colère, but nobody could remember. This made us plus en colère with him than we were with each other. It united us and created la planète la plus en colère since records began. For this, we thank him and also banished him from Mars forever.
Well, he's not here, said Gran.
Drat, said Ali.
Where to next? Gran decided they should go to Jupiter.
It's very big, said Ali. It is so grand that if you combined all the other planets together, Jupiter would still be plus grand, said Gran. There are hundreds of lost people here.
Why? Asked Ali.
Because, said Gran, as well as being la planète la plus grande, it's also the foggiest.
Gérald, is that you?
A woman's voice called out of the fog as they landed.
I'm afraid not, Gran called back. Who's Gerald?
My husband,
sobbed the voice.
I've lost him again.
Perhaps we should help each other, suggested Ali. We're looking for someone too. What does Gerald look like?
I have no idea,
the voice wailed. Next, they visited Saturn, but there was no sign of Grandpa on Saturn either. Then they went to Uranus, but Uranus was completely deserted. Finally, they arrived on Neptune. They were greeted by a young official with a clipboard.
Welcome to Neptune, she said, handing them two finely crafted nose pegs. La planète la plus nauséabonde.
It was très nauséabond. Gran and Ali quickly put on their nose pegs.
Have you seen any grandpas around? Asked Gran.
The official pointed behind them. There, on the side of a factory, was a picture of Grandpa. Ali and Gran ran inside to find hundreds of Neptunians making nose pegs.
Why is there a picture of Grandpa on your factory wall?
Ali asked the young official who had followed them in.
He saved our planet, she explained. Neptune est plus nauséabonde que des chaussettes boiled in cabbage water. No one wanted to come here.
Grandpa said we should make nose pegs and hand them out to every visitor. Now Neptune is the most popular holiday destination in the solar system.
Is he here?
Asked Gran. But the official said he'd just left.
Drat!
Said Gran and Ali together. They were climbing back into the spacecraft when the young official came running out of the factory.
He left his glasses, she called to them.
Thanks, said Ali, putting les lunettes in her pocket.
Where to now? Asked Ali.
Oh, there's one place we haven't looked, Gran said.
Back on Terre, Grandpa was in the living room, fast asleep.
We've been looking everywhere for you, shouted Gran, barging through the door.
Grandpa woke with a start.
I've been here all afternoon, he insisted.
No, you haven't, said Ali. We followed you across space. We went to Mercure, la planète la plus rapide. Nous sommes allés sur Vénus, la planète la plus chaude. Nous sommes allés sur Mars, la planète la plus en colère. Nous sommes allés sur Jupiter, la planète la plus grande. Nous sommes allés sur Uranus et Saturne. Nous sommes allés sur Neptune, la planète la plus nauséabonde.
And Grandpa, you're famous.
L'espace? Famous?
Grandpa muttered. What nonsense. Now, where did I leave mes lunettes? Glossary. Chaud. Hot. Les chaussettes. Socks. Cinq. Five. Deux. Two. En colère. Angry. L'espace. Space. Grand. Big. Jupiter, Jupiter. Les lunettes, glasses. Mars, Mars. Mercure, Mercury. Nauséabond, nauséabonde. Smelly. Neptune, Neptune. Nous sommes allés sur, we went to. La planète, planet. Plus, more. Le, la plus, the most. Quatre, four. Qui est le plus rapide? Who's the fastest? Rapide, fast. Saturne, Saturn. Le soleil, sun. Terre, earth. Très, very. Trois, three. Uranus, Uranus. Un, one. Vénus, Venus. Que, then.